Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the du'as that are read at the time of Salatul Janazah. And under this we explain the various du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make at the time of Janazah. And we explain that we should try and learn these du'as. Many times we make du'a for the deceased, but we don't really know what du'as to make for them. So if we try and learn them, or at least if we get these du'as printed, so when we are making dua for the deceased, then we can make these duas that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made. And we explained how beautiful the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are. They're filled with meaning. Yesterday we gave an example. This dua that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make. Allahumma ghsilhu bil ma'i wa thalji wal barad. That Allah wash this deceased with water, with snow and with hail. Now outwardly we may think that what is the benefit of making this kind of dua? And wash him with water, with snow and with hail. And then we explain about the heat that is created in the heart because of sins, and that internal dirt and restlessness that is created because of the heat of sins. And also, the only person that is directly inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make a dua like this. And to cool the inside of the heart also, use the right cleansing agent. So this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an inspiration that Allah ta'ala had given him as far as the du'as are concerned. So today we do another du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu wa Abi Qatada wa Abi Ibrahim al-Ashhali an Abihi wa Abu radiyallahu anhum anin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam annahu salla ala janazatin faqal Allahumma ighfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa saghirina wa kabirina wa dhakarina wa unthana wa shahidina wa ghaibina. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيي على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم لا تحرمنا أجره ولا تفتنا بعده. رواه الترمذي من رواية أبي هريرة والأشهلي ورواه أبو داود من رواية أبي هريرة وأبي قتادة. قال الحاكم حديث أبي هريرة صحيح على شرط البخاري ومسلم. قال الترمذي قال البخاري الصح رواية هذا الحديث رواية الأشهلي. قال البخاري وصح شيء في هذا الباب حديث عوف بن مالك. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, حضرت أبو قتادة and أبو إبراهيم الأشهلي رضي الله عنهم narrate from his father who was a Sahabi that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم performed salah for a deceased person and then he supplicated. Now this is the dua that we read in our janazah salah. As we explained, that if we know more du'as, we can read more du'as. This is also the du'a. The du'a that we read is a du'a that is a sunnah du'a. It's prescribed, and here we see three sahaba are narrating this hadith or this du'a that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated. So what the meaning of this du'a is, Allahumma ghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina, the whole du'a. The translation is, O Allah, forgive our living and forgive our dead. Now what a beautiful du'a. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that when we're making du'a, that we make du'a for ourselves also. O Allah, forgive the living and forgive the dead. Forgive our young and forgive our old. Forgive our males and forgive our females. Forgive our present and forgive our absent. Those that are with us, O Allah, forgive us. O Allah, those that are not with us also, forgive them also. O Allah, whoever you keep alive amongst us, keep him alive on Islam. And whoever you give dead to amongst us, give him dead upon Iman. Now this part of this du'a, it shows us that everything is dependent upon Islam. It doesn't matter how kind a person is, how good a person is, how generous and charitable he is. It is all dependent on Islam for acceptance. All dependent on Iman. Person must have Iman before this gets accepted. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that, O Allah, whoever you keep alive amongst us, keep him alive on Islam. And whoever you give debt to amongst us, give him debt upon Iman. O Allah, do not deprive us of his reward, and do not put us into tribulation after him. We explained this part, that this painful separation that a person goes through when losing someone, that day is reward for also. So a person is making dua, Rasulullah SAW teaches us, make dua, that Allah, do not deprive us of his reward, that the reward that we're getting for this sabr and this patience that we're making upon this death of this person, Allah, do not deprive us of this reward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not test us after he's gone. After he's gone now, there shouldn't be bickering, there shouldn't be fighting, there shouldn't be estate issues, and there shouldn't be unnecessary problems that are coming up after this person is gone. So whatever fitnas that come with the loss of a person, Allah, you save us from those. fitna. Sometimes the loss of the person and the fitnas that come after that are much, much more than just the loss of the person. So therefore this dua is a very powerful dua. And then Tirmizi narrated from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and Al-Ashali, and Hazrat Ashali radiallahu anhu, Abu Dawud, Hazrat Abu, Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah narrated from Abu Huraira radiallahu and Abu Qatada. Hakim says that the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu is authentic on the conditions specified by Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. Imam Tirmizi rahmatullah said that Imam Bukhari said that the most authentic narration of this hadith is that of Al-Ashali. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi further said that the most authentic hadith in this chapter is that of Auf ibn Malik. So therefore we find that we read this particular dua in our janazah salah. As I explained that we should try and learn more. So the more duas we can read for the deceased, the better it is. However, at the basic, this one we should try and memorize it. We should try and learn it. So that when we recite, reading the janazah salah also, we're reading the dua correctly. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.